Lovely, 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 lovely. I'm sat in a warm car after just dropping off 2.5 ton, it felt, of cardboard in the shape of what were quite expensive cardboard boxes bought for the intention of moving and now are being recycled, which seems insane. Kept so many of them. The attic is full of flat-packed boxes, so did keep enough for using over the coming however long, but it seems a bit weird paying 100 quid for enough boxes to move a house and then recycling half of them. Yes, impressions of Cambridgeshire after living here for a couple of days now. The A1 is as handy as it is noisy, and we're not too far away from the A1 at all. Cambridgeshire is very white and crispy at the moment, and our particular place in Cambridgeshire seems to have avoided much of the chaotic snowfall. It's quite strange. I dropped the lad off today for a taster session in the only kind of decent looking, got lots of very good reviews nursery within 10 miles that has space. It does seem to be quite a good nursery, and they do seem to be really nice people. But I popped over the way because it's part of Hinchinbrook Hospital, and bumped into a guy from Milton Keynes, not far from where we've just moved from, and he's saying he had to dig the van out. That's how much snow there has been. Here, it's not too bad. The roads seem to be well gritted. There's a lot of police cars on the road, mostly unmarked, which is slightly unnerving. I see blue flashing lights in the window of lots of random cars. So they've obviously got a police budget around here. I'm not sure if it's anything to do with the copious amounts of military bases. I keep seeing suspicious looking vans, extras, like prop vehicles from Starsky and Hutch with no number plates on the front. And then at the back, very small American military number plates. So I don't know what's going on around here, but I'll find out. And all kinds of other bits and bobs. But yeah, there's quite a few air bases in the area. Hasn't become a problem yet. What has become a problem is the massive amount of country pubs that I keep thinking, ooh, I'd love to just stop in there and have a quick pint, but of course I can't, because life hasn't really stopped in the last few days. I still don't have an office, therefore I still haven't really got involved in any work as such. So it's just a big pile of boxes that I really need to start getting through. One box might take 3 or 4 hours because it's full of all kinds of crud that I seem to think I need to file away in respective drawers and whatnot. So I don't know what to do, whether to tout myself about in this digitally very barren area, or just stick with what I'm doing and do the normal commuting to Londinium and up the north. But I tell you, there seems to be lots and lots of room for social media at this neck of the woods. Lots of small businesses, lots of people needing some kind of something better than marketing kind of help. And as far as web presence and all the rest of it goes, everybody seems to build their own websites. Have built their own websites sometime in the late 90s. Got an award for it in 1998 and have stuck with it. Kind of strange. So, yeah, as far as location-based stuff goes around, I seem to be owning this area, just logging anything and everything, because it doesn't exist on Gowalla. Gowalla, I still insist, which is better than Foursquare. If you are using Foursquare, stop being so lazy. Really, just get on Gowalla and post to Foursquare if you really feel like you have to be the mayor of somewhere or whatever. You know, it does it automatically, and it does Facebook places, and I'm sure Foursquare probably does now or will do as soon as it copies Gowalla. But it's prettier. If you have to live in an app and use it, why not use a pretty one with nice icons that looks really well designed? Foursquare just looks like some cold and sterile. It looks like Microsoft made Foursquare. It really is, I don't know, just feels weird. I went in recently and thought, I'll just see if anybody's... There's nothing around here on Gowalla other than what I've logged, so I thought, I'll just go into Foursquare. And it's like the world's just gone black and white. So, yeah, come over to the bright side. come over to the good side, the Gowalla side. And I don't get anything from Gowalla. In fact, I tried to speak to them once. They never spoke to me through Twitter or whatever. But anyway, that's beside the point. It's finding the good, honest, decent apps that seem to do a good cracking job. And I'd hate to think that I'm investing all of this time and then just one day it gets unplugged. I'm hoping that all the information that gets plugged into these location-based apps goes into some kind of shareable open map API somewhere. Anyway, I'm going to start the car up, head for home for a big local kind of pie thing. Trying to eat local food. There's lots of farm shops around here, I tell you. Farm shops and local produce and cool butchers and delicatessens and all kinds of things. So, yeah, enjoying that. Feeling a little bit out of place because everybody seems to have money apart from moi. You go up, you just go into the recycling centre, or tip, as it is quite often called. There was like mega, massive Rolls-Royce type vehicles. It wasn't a Rolls-Royce, but it was very, very plush. And 4x4s that seemed pumped up, souped up, pimped up, that never ever seen a spot of dirt in your life, pulling in and people taking out boxes for industrial-sized home ice cream makers and things like that. I'm thinking, Gordon Bennett, these might be my new clientele, but do we care for what I say? Let's hope so. Right. Onward into Cambridgeshire.